Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, welcome and hello, where we are reclining. Well, I am.
You're reclining, I'm sat up. But actually, I put on Instagram this week to say, do you want to hear a podcast with my voice like this?
Yeah.
Or because I'm thinking about calling in sick.
And not a chance. Not,
but I felt really poorly. Yeah. You might be able to hear it a little bit in my voice now. But actually, I've been on voice rest all day.
Yeah, look at you now. You're like Julie Andrews.
Adele's no fool, is she?
Oh, Ports of Glue crew. I couldn't even say it then. I'm so tired. I'm all tired and sleepy. And I could happily just snuggle into this cushion.
She keeps
here.
Lying on one of my cushions.
I'm getting more and more horizontal as it goes on. But welcome. Come on. We'll battle illness. We'll battle sleepiness because the podcast must go on.
It must. Let's talk about being sick.
Oh,
let's
yeah.
Let's just talk about
not,
it.
Not being sick sick.
Not vomiting.
No, no. Just being
unwell.
Poorly.
Yeah.
Yes. When did it start?
It was Thursday that really I started to feel things niggling around.
Awful.
And then we flew to Amsterdam and then I woke up on Friday and I was like, I only had a beer last night and I feel shocking.
Yeah.
So something's gone awry.
Yeah.
At first I thought, maybe I just can't drink beer.
Yes, after dry January.
After dry January.
Who knows
I was like,
what way it
oh,
could
maybe
go.
It's that. And then literally got to the holiday cabins and went on the rapids at Centre Parks. Had a lovely time.
Yes.
Although... Mm.
This is Amsterdam Centre
yeah,
Park.
Yeah, went to the Dutch Centre Parks with Dutch's family.
Is it called Centre Parks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
It's a brand, Sarah. It's a global brand.
I had no idea it was global. I just thought it was like the New Forest here. And that was, I thought it was just ours. And they, you said they had the rapids and everything.
It's the same
was
build.
Was there a wave machine?
Yeah.
Did the alarm go off?
Yeah, it's the same build.
I can't
it's exactly
believe
the same
it.
Build.
I can't believe it.
So I was like, we went on the rapids. Well, I went down front first, which is a really big mistake.
How unflattering.
I kept getting turned and it was all like water
yeah,
up the nose, everything.
Yeah, sure. And oh, then, I hate that water up your nose. Awful.
And then what really set me aback
yes.
was, obviously I don't know the Dutch word for move or look out. And I came flinging down this thing and into the back of some poor woman. I pulled my elbow and bloody dislocated that.
No,
not my elbow, my shoulder. I had to click it back in.
Oh, no. What a thing. I love the idea of you going, look at the
and like, what I would have considered what I looked like from the outside was definitely not what it would have looked like. You know, I was thinking yeah. I was Olympic whitewater rafting.
Yeah, of course. You thought you were flying down.
Flying down. But really, it was
doing
more,
a personal best.
It was more like a boulder down a rabbit warren.
Sure.
Yeah. Dutch's dad did it and he's over 60.
Good for him.
He has special goggles.
Which, fantastic.
I was into that.
I bet you were when he popped those on.
I was impressed.
And then, was that to give him extra speed?
Well, no, it's just so his glasses don't fall off.
No, hang on a minute. So he's got his actual glasses on.
No, his glasses are the goggles.
Got it, sure. I thought these were goggles that went over his own personal
glasses. No, they're not
glasses.
Like night vision.
Yeah, I was like, there's no need for this, surely. But is he? Are they prescription?
Yeah, with like a special band and they clip onto his face. He looked like a spy.
That's, I've never even heard of such a thing.
But then I've kind of felt a little bit poorly. And so I took myself off to the sauna, which was a nude sauna.
Ooh, it's Centre Park. Now that is different from the New Forest.
It was sectioned off and I went on my own.
Just as well.
I didn't get nude.
Well, was there anyone policing that?
No, there was no one policing it. There was no one really there.
Did you know it? Was it definitely nude?
It was definitely nude because I read the instructions and there was step one, remove bathing suit.
Oh, yes. No, that's all too clear, isn't it? There's no room
I knew exactly what she was doing on that illustration.
So you were to get naked and then everyone had a little booze. Did you see anyone naked?
No, the only other two people in there were a couple like that had swimwear on and they were face down asleep.
They weren't. Nothing untoward. Oh my God. Oh, don't disturb them. They're asleep in the sauna.
It wasn't in the actual sauna. It was in the remit. So there's like, you know, like lounges.
Yeah, yeah. I
and
know
like
what
plunge
you mean.
Pools and steam rooms and all of this. Well, I went in the sauna. I nearly was cooked. They have it so hot over there.
Oof. Yeah.
I came out and had to kind of do a lean against the wall. Yeah. It was a bit like boggly-eyed. I was like, holy Jesus.
I don't fare well in a sauna, to be honest. They're always too hot to sit down.
No, I'm good in a sauna, but this one, it just was. Well, I thought I'll just sweat this lurgy out.
Yeah, good. It is a good plan.
That night, had dinner.
What'd you have?
Oh, God, it's my favourite. It's like a big fat Dutch sausage.
Yeah.
But they get me, it's like one of them boiled sausages.
Yeah.
But I have the vegetarian one.
Oh, okay, great. Yes.
And then it's like swede and carrots and parsnip all mashed together with a well of gravy.
Oh, it's the dream.
And they're like, is this okay? I'm like, this is.
This will be fine. I had sausage and mash at the weekend. Sometimes it'll do.
It's so good. I probably have it fortnightly.
Yeah, good.
And I'm no shame about that.
No.
There's no green on that plate.
Still, sweet.
So then went to bed, woke up in the morning and I just couldn't move. It was just like, oh God, I felt so poorly.
Yeah.
Anyway, so sent Dutch out to get drugs.
Yeah, great.
So I obviously didn't have any paracetamol, ibuprofen, cough medicine, all of that. But also had to send Dutch out to get my sick needs.
So, oh my, I can only imagine the list.
No, babe, it's basically your weekly shop. So it's like brown bread, peanut butter, jam, what else do I need? Calippos.
Yeah.
Like Soleros, all those kind of ice creams. To which she brought me back a green tea Calippo. I enjoyed that. And a peach Solero.
Oh, he's done very well there.
I was impressed.
In Centre Parks as well.
So the Dutch painkillers are a little bit stronger than the UK ones.
Of course they are.
And I decided on Saturday I was just having a bed day, but the Dutch family, they all went out back to the Rapids. They had a nice time. I would not let them sit and nurse me.
No.
I was, you know.
Good of you. How kind of you, darling. How selfless on their holiday.
Thanks. I thought so too.
You're a saint.
But then while I was lying in the 1970s style cabin of Centre Parks in the Netherlands, looking out over the trees, I thought, if I go now, this is it.
Yeah.
Well, I think I found myself in that cabin. I had a real moment where I was like, it's great to be with nature. Like, I was sweating everything out. I was just popping, like, paracetamols. I had a real moment with myself, actually.
Good heavens. And then I took all my clothes off and went walking in the woods.
I could have done that, actually, but it was a bit nippy.
Fair enough.
There was a rainstorm that really, if I couldn't get naked in the sauna, I definitely wasn't getting naked around that lake.
You never know when a family of four are going to cycle past either, do you? What's he doing?
Well, I don't know whether you saw it on my stories, but I did hire a bike on the last day when I was feeling better to just get out and cycle around.
Yeah, good. Cycling Centre Park's terrific.
No, I thought it was best.
Yeah.
And then I found these little micro pigs. I wasn't hallucinating. They were real. Oh, these little micro, like potbelly micro pigs.
Oh.
They were so cute. Sadly, customs did not let me come back with that.
Sadly, as we were leaving Centre Parks, the car was searched.
Damn thing squealed.
Yeah, gave it all away. Oh, very. Well, were they just roaming free? Escaped?
No,
they?
No. They were in like a special area.
Okay, fine. The piggy area.
Yes.
God, I don't remember pigs at the Centre Parks when I've been.
No, well, it's coming a long way now.
Pigs, no nudity. No naked sauna.
That was a real shock.
Yeah.
That was a shock.
Even to you. Yeah.
They did a mean cheese toasty.
Yeah, there, they though. Do though, don't they? Apples and cheese. The Dutch really do know what they're doing with them. A bit of apple pie, a bit of an apple cake. You know.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know when you're a bit sick, but you still get the giggles?
Yes.
So we stopped.
It's even more so.
We stopped off at the service station and we went in and I needed lemonade. I needed some boiled sweets. I needed a hot beverage and something sweet.
Yes. When you say lemonade, are you talking Sprite?
7-Up.
Okay, yeah, right, got it.
Straight up lemonade. I don't mean fancy cloudy crap.
No, you don't mean the flat Victorian stuff.
No, I mean run of the mill.
Sure,
Grace.
Yeah.
So then I was looking at the wall of baked goods and I had to just say, well, what the hell is that? And Dutch's sister was like, that's an apple flap. And I was like, you're going to have to come again. What? It was an apple flap. It was stewed apple with pastry that was almost, it was like a pasty, but there was some sort of flap created for the apple.
Good heavens.
They love flaps. I just love it. Can't get enough.
Oh my God. Perfect. Absolutely. It sounds tremendous.
Well, it wasn't.
No,
it wasn't
you were
tremendous.
Ill. No,
it was like awful. It was
the flaps, though.
The flaps were
and
great.
And the sausage.
And the pigs.
Yeah, sure. Yes, you really made the most of it.
So while I was near death experience, how have you been?
Well, I'm very, very good. I, Portslade crew, I have a birthday. I have my birthday.
Oh my God! Yes,
yes. This is a birthday episode, which. I mean, they really have sort of become less of a thing as the podcast has gone on.
Well, the thing is, I think back in the day, we used to make such a thing of them.
Yes.
But actually, I have bought you flowers and I am taking you for dinner.
That's
I'd rather just do something for Sarah, like a friend.
Yes. We used to get each other garish gifts. Those days are over.
There's no more space.
No, there isn't.
Neither
We're
of us have
to
space.
The rafters.
Neither of us.
Yes, I arrived here today and Julesie gave me tulips. And also,
I didn't bring them from Holland.
We are going out for dinner tonight. But I've had my hair cut, which I didn't quite mean to have it this short.
I've never seen the sides of your neck. Honestly, you must be really feeling the cold.
No, I am. It was really drafty when it came out. And the thing is, it has become a bit of a restyle, but I wasn't really expecting that. I just went in and was like, yes, same again, please.
My life unexpectedly restyled.
Yes, everyone was like, I saw people last night and they were like, oh, you've cut your hair. Oh my God. And I was like, well, yeah, but sure, I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to cut it this short, but it's happened now and whatever.
Can we talk about Grey's and Mary days?
No, yeah, of course we can.
Now, what Sarah's skirting to talk about here is when I first initially met Sarah, there was a very famous haircut that Sarah sported, which obviously something had happened in the salon where Sarah resembled Grace and Perry. It's often referenced.
It was a very, very short fringe, wasn't it?
It was extremely short.
Yeah, I mean, it was barely a fringe, really, just a tuft. And I went home for Christmas that year, and it was very trendy in London, actually, to have that very short fringe. But I went home for Christmas, and my whole family said I look like Dave Hill from Slade. Do Google it. Do Google it, Portslade crew. If you can't quite place Dave Hill, do go and have a look.
That was Sarah's haircut that time will never forget.
Yeah, and actually, this is a short fringe that I've got now.
No, it's nowhere near Grayson.
It's no Grayson, but it took me back there for a moment.
Yeah.
It really did, yeah. And also, short hair, it's a lot less effort. This will take me moments, but it'll be weird when I wash it for the first time because of how short it is. You know what I mean? You put your hand through it and you're like, oh, where's it? Yes, I had hair there. Not anymore. But in honour of my birthday and doing the event that I did last night, I took myself out for breakfast. Well, I thought I was going to have the dark rye sourdough. That's what I decided on.
Where were you going?
Gales. It's a chain. So I went in and I thought, yes, Gales sourdough, cup of tea, that'll see me right. It was only when I got in there and perused the menu that I spotted potato cake. And I thought, Sarah, do the right thing. So I got a potato cake with a fried egg. But this is the bit that I'm excited to tell you about. Sour cream. It came with a pot of sour cream.
Whipped.
Whipped-ish. A bit whipped. Not runny. Not pouring. No. Sort of
spreadable.
Spreadable. Like a semifreddo. You know, and it's not quite ice cream, but it's not quite sauce.
Somewhere I don't know what semifreddo is, but do you mean that creme fraiche?
Melted. A bit, yes, creme fraiche.
Keep it highbrow.
It was semifreddo's very highbrow.
Oh, is it?
Oh, very. Only the finest restaurants would ever serve a semifreddo.
I can't apologise enough. I thought you were talking about fromage
fraiche. No, I'm afraid you've embarrassed yourself there, darling.
I've embarrassed you, Sheila.
Sheila, he's exposed you. A semifreddo. Anyway, so it was a taste sensation.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Was there any herbs?
Gail, you know exactly what you're doing.
Gail's not a fool.
Gail's no fool. She knew. Herbs?
Dill of any...
No herbs. Just the pot. Just a massive pot.
I didn't mean in the cream. I meant within the dish.
Oh, right. Well, the potato cake, I mean, it had some green in it, which could have been spring onion, I suppose. Gosh. Yeah, sure. I wasn't getting into it. I didn't want the recipe.
I do. I live near a Gales. I'm going to go. Hot we all live near Gales, don't we?
Everybody does. Throw a shoe and you'll hit Gale. But something, when I went in and I was having
imagine if it was owned by Gale from Coronation Street.
Went in. And you have to, I sort of was sharing quite a large bench with somebody and I was waiting for my food. Anyway, the guy next to me had his laptop and his bag and his phone and everything. And he went, oh, could you just watch my things for me? Which I always think is like, oh, you think I'm trustworthy. You think I'm a nice person that you trust with your belongings. How nice. And he went, so he sort of disappeared. And then my food came and it was only when he came back that I realised I hadn't kept an eye on it. At all. It could have been, somebody easily could have walked off with all of it. I was too distracted by my sour cream. He came back and he was like, oh, thanks. I was like, shit. I haven't kept an eye on it at all.
Well, you're lucky no one pinched it, especially in those parts.
I know. Well, and it was quite near the door. I wouldn't have.
He was dicing with death.
He absolutely would. How dare he give me full responsibility? Completely unfair.
Like, who the hell does he think he is?
Where's all my stuff? Oh, sorry. Yes.
Sorry, this cream-like texture was delivered.
This.
I hope you've got the potato cake. Yes. It'll make you forget about that laptop in no time.
Don't worry about all that. Will we do a bit of correspondence?
Yes.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This one comes from Steph Dixon 17 on the Jules and Sarah podcast Instagram page, which we'll be getting a little bit of a rebound.
Yeah, sorry about that. We've neglected
terribly
you there.
Terribly sorry. Dearest Jules and Sarah, I just want to say a massive thank you. I've just spent the best part of 2 hours in the hospital this morning being told that my ears are still not fixed after 3 years of complications and hearing loss and four different doctors in the last year. I cried in the doctor's office for the first time in 20 years because I'm so fed up, but I got in the car and put the podcast on as soon as possible, and it made me smile and laugh all the way home, and I didn't think I would do that today, so thank you so much for getting me through a really rough day. Steph,
oh my god, the biggest amount of love to you.
God, Steph's gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous. Everyone in the Portsmouth
everyone's gorgeous.
Gorgeous. This, now you're going to really like this. So this has slid into the DMs, but it slid into the other DMs. You know how there's two inboxes on Instagram? So this is from the vaults.
Mm.
This is from Kimmy. Dear Jules and Sarah, there are 1,000 things to thank you for, and I'm sure I'll do this in the future. But today, I especially want to thank you for brushing up my students' language. A few weeks ago, I recommended your podcast to my Year 11 students to listen to authentic English language and have fun on the go. Today it happened that some of them suddenly started using new words like divine and adore quite often when they talked to each other, and I didn't know where that came from. I solved this riddle a bit later when it became clear that some of them have practiced speaking a British accent. You should hear it. It's adorably sweet. And talked about how much they love cheese in their break. Thank you for not only inspiring me to a level you can't even imagine, but also inspiring a bunch of 16-year-olds and giving them access to the real English-speaking world. Kimmy! I mean, that has made my week. And it's my birthday tomorrow. Isn't that fantastic?
Just imagine
God,
some of the...
so irresponsible, the tripe that they've had to listen to. Oh, Kimmy, thank you. Thank you for that. Oh my God. What an honour to help.
You'll know when they've gone to the ear saga. they'll be using words like pendolino.
Oh, these are just wonderful. Look, we are going to revive the Jules and Sarah podcast Instagram.
Yes.
We promise you. We're going to get back on it. We will. Please do slide into the DMs because, oh gosh, we just love it. You can do Facebook as well.
You can, of course. Come on over to the Jules and Sarah Facebook page. The Portsmouth Crew is a closed Facebook group.
Yes.
I love having a little look at what you're chatting about in there. It's such a great community. Like, you're all really looking after
Come
each other.
In.
It's fabulous.
It's just wonderful. We will give out the PO Box address at the end of the podcast as well. Now, how is your mother?
Now, you will remember that Sheila had a dinner party.
Yes.
Pending.
And she didn't know what to do.
The fool went for moussaka.
Oh, we tried to tell her.
That was her vegetarian option. She did beef bourguignon.
Oh, I said a beef bourguignon. Nobody would ever.
She went with a beef bourguignon, even though she doesn't herself eat beef.
She's a saint.
So she said, I said, well, how the hell did your moussaka go down? And she said, oh, I was the only one that ate it. Yeah. No one had any of seconds. And she said, your dad and I have had some 2 days on the trot and we're done. Yeah. We can't face that damn moussaka
anymore. Put it in the
bin.
Let it go. Put it out for the birds, Sheila. Even the birds. Imagine them going, oh, no, moussaka. Oh, I couldn't move. No, thank you.
But towards the end of the evening, some of the guests had left.
Yes.
Some of them.
Straddlers.
Some of them were still
stragglers.
Some of them were still pouring a little tipple when all of a sudden there was a scream.
What?
And Sheila turned around and she said, it can only be described as a murder scene on the carpet.
Oh my God.
And I said, oh my God. And she looked down. One person dropped to his knees. Another ran over. Sheila went in on a closer inspection. And
this, I'm gripped.
Somebody around the dinner table had obviously flicked a raspberry.
Oh no. Off.
off their bowl onto Sheila's cream carpet and trodden it in whilst dancing to Maroon 5's Best Of. Probably oh closely followed by M People's Moving On Up, which is the Ken's favourite. Sheila said she had to run as fast as she could. There was napkins being thrown down to try and absorb the juice out of the carpet.
Somebody was on their knees.
Sheila ran back and she said she felt ashamed because she said in front of her friends she had to assume the military cleaning precision.
Yeah.
And that them none of them have ever seen.
No, stand back.
And so I think that
Ken cordoning the area off.
So I think A, her friends were a bit in shock of the level of
everyone went home after that.
The industrialness.
The music mill.
Sheila said on the phone. She said, well, I don't know what the hell went on because it's on my skirting board, it's on the wall, it's on your grandma's throw. It's She was like, I don't know what that damn hell went on.
Somebody's planting raspberries. Somebody sabotaged this night.
She said, because the dining room, you have to walk through to get to the garden room. And she said every time she goes to the garden room, the stain's haunting her in the corner. And she said they've got a WhatsApp group now with cleaning products being suggested on
Raspberry Gate.
She's like, I can't face any of their suggestions because I just need to know what the hell I'm doing with
this. Yes, she needs to be left alone. Don't interfere.
And she just said she thinks it's just deepening as time's going on, like hot lava.
Hilarious. A repaint. The whole house must have to be redecorated. It's the only thing for it, Sheila.
Gosh, she said it must have just tipped off.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
She says it's the last time she's making that orange and polenta cake.
Yes, forget it. Absolutely forget it. God, that's hilarious.
Oh, it was really making me giggle.
So funny. June, now listen to this for a headline. Spoke to June. June's Pilates centre's burnt down. No one was hurt.
Never did I ever think that was coming out of your mouth.
Can you bear it?
Well, it is an unpopular sport in some areas.
People hated it.
We've told you once, and we'll tell you again. No to Pilates. You don't mess with them in Alderley Edge.
Anyway, they've had to start going to Total Fitness. But at one point, June thought she'd have to have them all round, right? You know, because June's got the space. She could, you know, she could accept them, you know, at beating 100.
June. It's June's newest venture, Pilates school.
She's doing Pilates. Anyway, they ended up as total fitness. But anyway, she said, well, why don't you just all come for lunch? And she said everybody came for lunch, which was lovely. And they also all bought her flowers, which was lovely. But 20 women bringing you flowers, she says it looks like a funeral parlour.
I was going to say it looks like death's bee.
Yes. She said it really does. She can't move for flowers.
Your dad probably came home and thought, what the hell?
Oh, gosh. Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Oh, my God. Let's. This is actually a very old news from around, but it's so good. And this was sent to me on Instagram. And thank you so much for sending this one in. Guernsey aquarium thief used fish to win competition.
What? Sounds complex.
A man who stole a fish from an aquarium in Guernsey and used it to win a fishing competition has been given 100 hours of community work.
The bare-faced cheek of the whole thing.
The images in my head are quite something. Matthew Andrew Clark, 29, stole the 13-pound sea bass from the aquarium in St. Peter Port and used it to win the £800 first prize.
I have so many questions. How did he get it out of the aquarium?
Well, we'll read on. The town's magistrate was told the fish took top honours at the Ballywick Bass Club competition in July 2012. Clark of St. Sampson admitted theft and fraud at an earlier hearing. He had initially denied stealing the fish from the aquarium at La Valette, but later changed his plea. Passing fishy fingers. Passing sentence, Judge Philip Roby said his acts had been mean to the aquarium and anglers. Mm. Clark's advocate, Sam Main Donald, said her client regretted stealing the fish and that he was at a loss to explain why he had done it in the first place.
Nonsense! The prize! Eyes on the prize!
As well as community service, Clark was discharged on condition of taking an oath of good behaviour for 2 years. He faces a jail term if he breaks the term of the discharge. Honestly, the fish is massive.
Yeah, look how proud he is with it as well. What? That's so bad, isn't it? I want to know how it was smuggled out.
Oh, wait. I found another article of it. This is from The Telegraph.
Ooh.
On the eve of the contest last July, he scaled a cliff, climbed a rope ladder and entered the aquarium through a back door, scooping the fish out of its tank.
Oh, the poor fish.
At the weigh-in, the bass tipped the scales of 13 pounds to 13 ounces, trouncing the nearest competitor who only managed to catch 10 pounds. But Mr. Bentley was immediately suspicious when he saw the fish in question, recognising it as the star attraction at the local aquarium.
Oh, God.
He explained, me and my wife were taking the kids to the aquarium and we'd seen a bass in the tank. It stood out because it had some very distinct markings on its head.
What are the chances?
He added, I immediately informed club members of my suspicions, but they laughed. The next morning, I took 10 minutes off work to go to the aquarium. I looked in the tank, but I couldn't see the fish. Then the woman looked as well and she couldn't find the fish. Then she called the owner down and he couldn't see the fish either. Mr. Bentley contacted the competition organisers who altered local police who arrested Clark on suspicion of burglary.
What a thing!
A spokesman for the aquarium said Matthew Clark had intended to return the fish to the aquarium but had panicked and sold it to a fishmonger instead.
Oh!
That is sad.
That is. Oh, I didn't know it was a star attraction. God, it's taken a real turn, that story.
You'd be miffed if you were a stingray in that aquarium, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, not anymore. Centre stage now.
They were pushing it forward. Yeah. Take
throwing
this.
It up. They were in cahoots with him all along.
Everyone from the crab to the stingray, they knew what
yes,
was going on.
The stingrays made me do it. So this... Now, this is also a news from around. This has come from Kent Online. Kent's online strapline is news you can trust. Llamas delay trains between Hildenborough and Sevenoaks on the South Eastern Line. Commuters were left stunned this morning when they were told their trains would be delayed by llamas. Services between Hildenborough and Sevenoaks were held up following the sighting just after 8:30 a.m. But some Twitter fans took to the social media network to have fun at the animals' expense. Graham Dudley said, must be quite alarming.
Incredible.
A Twitter account named Cradbrook GNIM said, maybe Southern Eastern are thinking of introducing Push Me, Pull Me as an alternative service, referring to the llama-like two-headed animal in the film Dr. Dolittle.
I don't remember that llama.
Yeah, Push Me, Pull Me. It's like it's attached, it's like one, isn't it? And it moves back and forth.
Oh, yes.
A Southeastern spokesman said 6 to 8 of the animals were seen near the line at Hildenborough. The spokesman said, we're not sure how they got there or where they were going, but we can only assume, we can assume they weren't trying to catch the train. As a safety measure, we slowed the trains down running through the route and there have been minor delays as a result. Our services are now back and running as normal and the llamas haven't been seen since 8:36 a.m.
Precise.
Short but sweet. Yes, it was very, very clear.
I'm nervous to play the game.
Don't be silly.
After last week's fail.
Well, look, you've got a real sense to redeem yourself because let's face it, it can't be as bad as that. So, dear listener, I'm just going to remind you of the absolute car crash that it was last week, where unfortunately Jules got 6 out of a potential 20.
I listened back to that episode as well and I was just like, as if you didn't think of tobogganing.
Yes, you had to name 20 things to do in the snow. Right, Jules, are you ready?
Yes.
You've got 20 seconds to name as many modes of transport as you can. Go.
Car, motorbike, sidecar within a motorbike, bus, minivan, van, catamaran, boat, yacht, ferry, cruise liner, aeroplane, private jet, toboggan.
And that's it.
Hovercraft was the word I was looking for.
Do you know what? I'm going to give you hovercraft because you're not well. That was 15 items.
Back in it.
Still
back in
not
the game.
Dizzy heights of the holiday suitcase, but nevertheless.
What was the holiday suitcase?
19. We adore you for listening. You can always get in touch. We love it when you do. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Van Hert.
And the address, should you wish to write to us, is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
P.O. Box.
6-6-7-4-7
London.
N-5-9-G-H.
And we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
It's a word.
Oh!
The word is dichotomy.
Dichotomy! Yes. And what does it mean?
Which I'm glad I found out how to pronounce that because I would have said dichotomy. So dichotomy, a dichotomy is an idea or classification split in two. Mm. When you point out a dichotomy, you draw a clear distinction between two things.
For example?
When there are two ideas, especially two opposed ideas like war and peace or love and hate, you have a dichotomy.
Could you use it in a sentence, please?
No. Oh, the dichotomy between Eastern and Western culture.
Oh, very good. We absolutely, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye. I can't get any higher.
Oh,
I'm sick.
That's very sweet.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.